So great to be learning together. Sha'arei Oraz, Women's Shuvah of the Week. And this week we're going to talk about an interesting topic, and that is what's the custom in many, what's the idea behind the custom in many communities to laugh after reciting the bracha of a gefen during Havdalah. Okay, so first of all, Chaim Palagi quotes this in his Nefesh Chaim. It's also quoted in the Noeg B'Chochmah by Rav Yosef Ben-Naim, who writes this was the custom in Morocco. Keter Shem Tov is a very important collection of Svarta Kalacha, writes this was also the custom in Eretz Yisrael. The idea is to begin the week with happiness. And Rav Mazuz writes that the minhag in Tunisia, to look at one's reflection in the wine after the bracha of Hagefen. The Ben Ishchai says a similar thing regarding Kiddush, and these are for Kabbalistic reasons. Let's focus the idea to begin the week with laughter. It's similar to the Rosh Hashanah with the Simanim. The Gemara in Masechet Horiot tells us that Simana Milata Hi, that Simanim, it means something. That if you, it's sort of like with the Lubavitcher Rebbe, you think good, it'll be good. You know, your attitude can create a reality. So the idea is that, okay, you start with a laugh at Havdalah. What we're trying to do is, we're trying to take a siman, it's going to be a happy week. Our attitude actually makes a big difference. And it can create a reality. So there's a very, very important point. I think this is the deep idea behind the reading of behind the laughing at Havdalah. Wishing everybody a great week with much bracha, much bryut.